We are waiting for a news conference from London Scotland Yard, and that news conference has begun.
Is now open for friends and relatives who are concerned about those who may have been killed or injured in the incidents today. The telephone number is 0870 1566 344. 0870 1566 344. In terms of what exactly happened this morning, at 8:51 this morning there was an incident at Moorgate, around Moorgate Liverpool Street, Moorgate East underground stations. Confirmed explosion 100 yards into the tunnel from Liverpool Street station. It was believed that the train involved is either a Central or a Circle Line train, and there are 7 confirmed fatalities in that incident. At 8:56 this morning, at the King's Cross Russell Square incident, again, 21 confirmed fatalities in that particular incident. At 9:17, there was an explosion on a train coming into Edgware Road underground station, which blew a hole through a wall onto another train in an adjoining platform. In fact, it's believed that 3 trains were involved in that particular incident, and so far there are 5 fatalities in that particular incident. And then at 9:47, there was an explosion on a bus at Upper Woburn Square, junction with Tavistock Place. There are fatalities in that incident, but at the moment we cannot confirm the numbers. So 4 devices, we believe, are involved in today's incidents. The police service received no warning about these attacks, and the police service has received no claims of responsibility from any group in connection with these attacks. This clearly was a callous attack on purely innocent members of the public, deliberately designed to kill and injure innocent members of the public. That's all I have to say at this stage, but I can answer questions afterwards.
Obviously, London's transport is facing some very challenging times at the moment. The underground won't be in action until tomorrow. The bus services, we hope, will come back on in central London later on this afternoon. And the overground stations, King's Cross, will be closed. Liverpool Street is currently closed, and Victoria is closed due to a bomb threat. We hope that will be open quite soon. The situation is fluid. There are a number of bomb scares, as one can understand at a time like this. But we're doing our very best with Network Rail and the other operators to open up the systems as best we can. And we'd like Londoners to start thinking about their journey home and to make sure they check whether the services are available and then to start to make their way home. Obviously, we don't want a great rush out of central London, but it's going to be a very difficult evening to get people away. But I know that everyone is working together to try and get people home as best we can. So our encouragement is to check on those systems and then for people to start to make their way home as reasonably as soon as possible, without a great rush or going off at the same time from offices. So we'd ask people to think carefully about their journey back tonight.
The London Ambulance Service has been working.
We're listening to London Police and Transport officials on the bombing of London.
To respond to the explosions across London, we have been assisting with the rescue effort and assessing and treating at all scenes to ensure that the patients received the medical attention they require. We have treated 45 patients with serious or critical injuries, including burns, amputations, chest and blast injuries, and fractured limbs. We have also treated approximately 300 patients with minor injuries, including lacerations, smoke inhalation, shock, cuts, and bruises. Patients with life-threatening or serious injuries were stabilised at the scene before being taken to hospital by ambulance staff from London Ambulance Service and other neighbouring ambulance services. Patients with minor injuries have been treated at the scene and, where needed, taken to hospital by non-emergency medical staff, voluntary aid ambulances, and indeed public buses. Hospitals who have received casualties include the Royal London Hospital in Whitechapel, University College Hospital, St Mary's Hospital in Paddington, and the Royal Free Hospital. Over 100 ambulance vehicles and more than 250 ambulance staff have attended the incident scenes, supported by staff in our control room. Over the course of this incident, many hundreds of calls were received by our control room staff. We are asking members of the public not to dial 999 unless they require treatment for life-threatening injuries at this time. Can we also ask that people do not go to their A&E departments at hospitals in central London until or unless absolutely necessary, so that those departments can continue to focus their efforts on treating casualties from this morning's incidents? Thank you.
The London Fire Brigade was able to receive the call at our regional control centre.
We are listening to London Police and Transport officials speaking about the bombings this morning in London.
These were, of course, the kind of events that London firefighters have been planning, training and equipping for, and today came the reality. Obviously, firefighters and the other emergency service workers witnessed some very harrowing scenes today, and they performed magnificently in the face of that challenge. Certainly, we would like to offer our condolences to all of those that have injured or lost loved ones. We still have firefighters at the scenes and are still assisting in the work they have to do, and we will be there as long as it takes and needs to be there. We attended with some 40 fire engines and specialist equipment designed just for this purpose, together with over 200 firefighters today in London.
These were my passengers. Let me tell you, all of us send our condolences out to their families and all those who are involved in this. When we, as the situation unfolded, we felt we had to shut down the system and remove people from the trains because we didn't know how many more incidents there might be. The staff performed magnificently. Well, of course, my staff had to deal with this in the 10, 15, 20 minutes before others could be there, and the reports I've gotten have indicated that the intense pride I should feel about them. They've done a fantastic job. They did a very difficult job, and they did it well. We are now in the process of getting clearance from the police to getting out on the property to inspect all of the trains. Once the trains are inspected, we will try to get drivers to them and move them to depots so that they can be secured. Our ambition is to have a service for the morning. If we can, we will run some service late tonight on unaffected lines, such as the Jubilee, the Northern, and the Victoria, but it is unclear. It will all depend on whether we have the crews. Even when we start up tomorrow, though, keep in mind where these incidents occurred, which will no doubt be held as crime scenes for some time. We will not be able to run any service on the top side of the circle. So that means it's likely the H&C service will be out. Certainly there'll be no Circle Line service. We won't be able to run the Met past Baker Street, assuming we can get into Baker Street, and it will be at best a shuttle service on either end of the Piccadilly line. But we hope to run a full service everywhere else, and we're going to get this system up and running as quick as possible. Thank you.
On behalf of the Mayor, the Commissioner of Transport for London, and the whole of us at Transport for London, we send our condolences to everybody affected, and I send my thanks to the bus staff who've responded very well today. When the first incidents occurred on the Underground this morning, we opened the bus service to all tube passengers, but then, of course, a little later, we were advised by the police to withdraw the bus service out of Zone 1 substantially, which was done. The bus service is just starting to return to Zone 1. It will take some time to get back to normal, and as it gets back to normal, additional police officers, wardens and bus staff will be out to help at major points like Oxford Street and so forth for the evening rush hour. Clearly the bus service can't serve areas where the emergency services cordons are still there, and particularly in the sort of King's Cross, the Aldgate areas and around Russell Square. We will have to either institute diversions or curtailments, and we'll attempt to get details of those out as soon as we can. The bus service can cope with an awful lot of extra people, but it will be slow to get home. As Andy Trotter said, we would like people to stagger their homeward journeys because we clearly can't cope with everybody who would normally start off between 5 and 6 this evening. We will try to, as hard as we can, and we'd ask travellers in London to bear with us and to bear with our staff, who I know will rise to the occasion. Buses in London are currently being searched regularly and certainly at each end of the journey, and that will continue until further notice. I should also say that the Docklands Light Railway is resuming. That on the roads we have had messages up since early this morning asking people not to come to central London. They will be in place for the rest of the day, and the congestion charge was suspended this morning for the day. Thank you.
Clearly we are very concerned about those who've been killed and injured, and we are very concerned about the impact that this is having on families and friends. I have to say that since this conference started, unfortunately, the Police Casualty Bureau has developed a technical fault, and we would ask people to be patient with us while we try to rectify that fault.
Okay. We will take questions now from the floor. Could you please raise your hand, identify where you're from and who the question is directed at? Thanks very much.
At the moment, we don't know whether or not this was suicide bombers or whether this was simply packages left on the bus and in the underground stations. It's too early to say. Again,
we have just been listening to London police and transport officials speaking at Scotland Yard about the bombings this morning in London.